AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The FBI issues a warning leading up to Joe Biden's inauguration next week. AP Sagar Magani has this.
An internal bulletin warns of plans for armed protests at all 50 state capitals and here in Washington, leading to more fears of violence after last week's deadly Capitol riot. That followed weeks of online calls for violence here in the Trump administration's waning days. The National Guard Bureau's chief says the Guard is looking at any issues around the country to make sure it's ready to give support if asked. He says at least 10,000 troops will be deployed in Washington by Saturday, and another 5,000 may be requested, amid questions about why the Guard was not brought in more quickly as the Capitol riot unfolded. Sagar Magani, Washington.
House Democrats say they'll begin debate Wednesday on an impeachment resolution to charge President Trump with a single count of incitement of insurrection. House leaders calling on Vice President Mike Pence and the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment and take action to remove Trump. Neither Pence nor any cabinet member have given any indication that they will be willing to take such action. Ohio Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan says two Capitol Police officers have been suspended because of their actions during the riot.
Taking selfies, and another Capitol Police evidently put on a MAGA hat and was walking people. I'm not sure all the details. They have been suspended. Someone else has been arrested.
Ryan says he does not have details on that arrest. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf will be off the job, effective just before midnight tonight. Last week, he was sharply critical of President Trump and other elected officials for failing to denounce the attack. Less than a week ago, Wolf pledged to remain in office through Biden's inauguration. This is AP News. New Jersey Democratic Representative Bonnie Watson Coleman says she has tested positive for COVID-19 and that she may have been exposed while sheltering at the U.S. Capitol during last Wednesday's rioting. Watson Coleman says she tested positive today. She was among dozens of lawmakers taken to a secure location when pro-Trump insurrectionists stormed the Capitol. A number of gorillas at the San Diego Zoo have tested positive for the coronavirus.
Despite all of our efforts and dedication from our team members to protect the wildlife in our care, our gorilla troop has tested positive for SARS-CoV-2, which is the virus that causes COVID-19.
Park Director Lisa Peterson says several of the gorillas are coughing. It could be the first case of primate infection with the virus in the U.S., possibly the world. It appears the infection came from a member of the park's wildlife care team who also tested positive for the virus but has been asymptomatic. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.